So far, Florida has more than 485 cases of the Zika virus that can cause severe birth defects. They include cases involving pregnant women, travel-related cases, and locally transmitted cases as well. For the past few weeks, Governor Rick Scott has been holding roundtables in different counties, some affected by the mosquito-borne disease and some not yet impacted.
I want everybody to get informed. Everybody can have an impact. No standing water in your house, your apartment, or your yard. All right? On top of that, when you're out, times where mosquitoes are biting, wear longer sleeves, longer pants, wear bug repellent. So, I mean, my goal is we don't see an expansion of the number of Zika cases we have. This state's done a very good job controlling other mosquito-borne viruses, chikungunya and dengue fever. We can do the same thing with this.
Scott has also been doing conference calls with different stakeholders, and one he was most recently a part of involved Florida superintendents who manage their own school districts.
With this new school year approaching, I absolutely appreciate your partnership as we work to take every step necessary to ensure the safety of Florida students and educators. I ask the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Department of Education, and the Florida Board of Governors to partner together to provide critical Zika prevention guidance and resources to our students, our parents, our educators, and our district leaders across the state.
And Scott says he's been in talks with some other school stakeholders on Zika preparedness as well.
I've also met with some of the members of Florida's K-12 public school system, the Florida college system, and the state university system to discuss what's currently being done in our schools and camps. Our goal is to keep an open line of communication and do everything we can to educate everybody about the risk, what we're doing to make sure we are stay ahead of the game.
While most Florida schools have started, the Palm Beach and Miami-Dade area has not. The South Florida region is the most affected by the Zika virus, making up about half of the state's cases not involving pregnant women. That includes travel-related and local transmissions. Local transmissions have largely been in Wynwood, a neighborhood in Miami. The Miami-Dade School District already started putting out automated voicemails to parents and students.
Wear long-sleeved shirts and long pants. You should also apply mosquito repellent to bare skin and clothing, especially when going outside in the evening hours, and use mosquito netting with children younger than 2 months.
While the district is relaxing its dress code a bit to allow students to cover up more, putting on mosquito repellent at the Miami-Dade County Schools is not allowed. The goal is to protect those with allergies. It's not the only school district to say that. Leon County, which recently got its first Zika case, has a similar policy, says Leon School District spokesman Chris Petley.
You know, we're very aware of the impact that mosquito repellent can have if it's put on in the presence of maybe a child with asthma or a child with other reactions. What we are suggesting is if that parents would like to be extra prepared, they can spray their children with bug repellent prior to coming to school campuses. And in more drastic measures, they can work with their individual school to send bug repellent with their child. But the application of the bug repellent would have to be made in accordance with how the school would like to do that.
And Dr. Phillip, Florida's Surgeon General, says that's something her agency is taking into account.
We're working on getting a contact name for each entity, each county, so that we can ship repellent as requested. We understand that there are some concerns that in some schools the policy does not allow for repellent, that there may be concerns about safety, exposure to others. So we are putting together information to address all of those issues, and we want to ensure that that is available for the most appropriate local decisions to be made.
In addition to providing educational materials to teachers, the state has launched a Spill the Water campaign aimed at kids and is looking to launch similar prevention efforts soon. Standing water is seen as a breeding site for mosquitoes. Meanwhile, the governor has already allocated $26 million of state funds towards these efforts and says he may have to allocate more when the need arises. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.